podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Hello, Brianna.
Hello, Lori.
Brianna Lee is joining us again. Thank you so much for coming down.
No problem. I love coming.
I know. It's not even a practice night.
Nope, not today.
It was a good time. Actually, last night you just had the calendar unveiling. How was that?
It was a lot of fun. It was great to see all the sponsors and just thank them for all their support.
So all 24 girls are shown in the calendar. The cover is Megan White and Alicia Castengay. What month are you?
I'm June.
June, Miss June. And what color bathing suit are you wearing?
I'm wearing a gold with sequins.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where were you posed? Were you in a pool? You were in a pool.
Oh, no, actually, I wasn't in a pool. I was leaning up against a palm tree with a gold mermaid in the back. It's actually...
Were you posing as the mermaid?
No, not as the mermaid. You could see the mermaid in the back. It was just a very glamorous shot. I'm almost hugging the palm tree.
Cute. Yes. I saw when Brad was carrying you over to where you'd be standing.
Oh,
the picture's
yes.
Hilarious on his shoulders.
Well, because the palm tree was almost in an island with
around
the pool it. And I couldn't go in the pool.
Because you already made up.
Right, exactly.
So what else happened last night? Did you guys have food, some drinks, people, what time, where?
The doors opened at, I believe, 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when our sponsors came in, and we had mingled with them for a while, started signing at 7 o'clock, and then the doors opened, I believe, at 8 to
that's
the
awesome.
Public.
Did you have family that went?
I didn't have family that went. I live in Rhode Island, and my parents are horrible with directions, too. Boston's not fun for us.
I hear ya. I'm not far from there. So all the girls were there, correct, signing?
Yes, we were.
And you also had the screening of your Comcast video. What's the name of it this year?
Patriot Girl Making the Dream, I believe.
And how was it?
Oh, it was really good.
You guys actually got to see it this year?
We did. We got to see it before we had done the unveiling last night, so we weren't trying to sneak a peek every 5 minutes.
Yeah, last year they wouldn't show it to us till we were there.
Right, exactly.
So nobody wanted to talk. They just wanted to sit there and watch the video.
Exactly.
So that's good. What else? Did they have dancing and stuff like that? Did you guys have to perform last night at all?
No, we didn't have to perform, but there was music. There was a DJ there, and he played some very good music. I was dancing anyway, so.
Any good music going on?
Oh, a bunch of good music. A lot of old R&B and hip-hop, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Along with your favorite song.
Yep.
Which is?
Regulators by Warren G and Nate Dogg.
You like everything by Nate Dogg, huh?
I do. I do like him a lot.
There it is.
This is my favorite song right here. I know every word, but I'm not a very good singer. Oh, no.
Come on.
Oh, I'm not very good at it.
Just a sentence or two. Come on.
Mauna.
Go, go.
No, I can't.
Warren. Anyways. So you are actually on the web right now as a spotlight for the cheerleaders, which
I
is
am.
Awesome, because you're here, and this is going to post, and they can read more about you, and you talk about your traveling, how you went to the Pro Bowl, and all that
kind
of stuff. So you've done a lot with cheerleading. What's your favorite part?
My favorite part is the games. Number one, especially the games. I love it just to go out there, and when we do the player tunnel and watch the players run through us, it's just amazing because I am on the field. I'm a part of this organization. It's just unbelievable.
I would definitely agree with that. Speaking of, the first home opener is Sunday.
I know.
Against the San Diego Chargers, which is so exciting for all the rookies. For you, it's your first year as a captain, which is very exciting.
And very nerve-wracking.
And nerve-wracking. You did really good during preseason. Anything that you learned while kind of practicing, I put that in kind of quotes, during your preseason that you picked up and now you know to do, not to do for the regular season?
Well, I know my first preseason game when we had gone out there, and it wasn't even my turn to be captain, but I was just so nervous thinking about it's almost time for me to be captain, and I wasn't focused, and I messed up a little once or twice, and then I had to just take a breath and say, you know, relax, you can do this. Tracy picked you for a reason. Everyone has faith in you, so just don't worry about it, and then I was fine after that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think you guys did a good job. I didn't see you mess up. I'm sure the fans couldn't tell. I'm sure you did perfectly
I hope not.
Fine. So what's the one thing you're looking forward to on Sunday?
on Sunday, I'm cheering the whole game.
Which is exciting.
That's very exciting. And I can't wait to get our first touchdown.
Do you like doing the touchdown dance?
I do. I do, because it just shows that how great of a team we are, and we're just going to keep progressing, and I hope there's many touchdowns, and we have to do the touchdown dance plenty of times.
Over and over.
Exactly. I could never get tired of that dance.
I don't blame you. It's a good dance. Mm-hmm. We always have the same dance as years progress and everything. So the touchdown dance is also kind of a sentimental thing for cheerleaders. You know, when you watch them, you kind of see what you were doing at one point in time as well.
Right.
So it's always a good thing to see. Mm-hmm. And we always kind of get jealous when the other team scores, because then we don't get to dance.
Right.
It's not very exciting. But anyway, anything else going on in your neck of the woods?
Not much. Just
school. How's school?
School's good.
It's September. Can you believe it?
No,
we're talking
I can't.
About football right now.
I know.
And you're back in school, textbooks, schedule going crazy.
Yep.
Nothing. No comment?
Exactly. Well, you summed it all up for me. School, work, cheerleading.
Good, good.
Running around like a chicken with my head cut off because I don't know what to do.
I think you're going to make it, Bree.
Yeah.
In fact, you even made it here.
Yes.
Kudos to you.
I had an extra practice earlier today, so I was in the neighborhood. Stopped by to say hi.
Busy girl. Thank you so much for coming by.
No problem.
So, last night was a success.
Yes, it was.
One comment, was Robbie Trottier in attendance?
He was there.
Well, I wouldn't think he'd miss it for the world, so let's shout out to him and our big fan, Robbie Trottier.
Hello, Robbie. It was great to see you again.
Always. Anyways, thank you so much for coming by. Hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Thank you for having me again.
And until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.